Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa, who just came off the Shogun this morning from our six-day Let's Talk Hookup skiff trip. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We're talking about the big event next Saturday, 1 week from today, Tackle Day, having fun and talking fishing.
Yeah, you got it, man. We're talking all kinds of fun, and just I'm so pumped up for Tackle Days now. Just to, you know, like we've been working so hard at it, but like Doug said, this was a very unique year of putting Tackle Days together because normally we focus on it for, you know, months ahead of time. Well, we were so crazy busy with the fishing season that was going on that all of a sudden, like, it's here.
And it's
just like,
November 7th is here.
I can't wait.
It's here.
Yeah.
It's been a freight train just the whole summer. I mean, we've been busy for 6 months at least.
Yeah, it's been wild. It's
Halloween today.
Yeah. I know,
Halloween,
right?
And don't forget, tomorrow, tonight, clocks.
Fall back.
Fall back. Clocks back. So we'll be on 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time tomorrow morning, which
yep.
is going to be like 8 a.m. today. So
nice.
Ricky's favorite day
couldn't
of the year.
Couldn't have come at a better time, man.
I know.
We're having lots of fun this morning. We want you to be a part of it, man. If you want to join us for the second hour, Let's Talk Hookup here, give us a call. There is an open phone line, one single line open right now. If you want it, 858-457-1090. That's the number to get through. Again, 858-457-1090. All the other lines are totally full. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. And hey, with that, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It's time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end connection failures, you need to get that Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your trip to help you catch everything from school-sized tuna to record-sized tuna. With all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And if you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connection for Spectra to Mono or Spectra to Fluorocarbon, and you can get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com.
Let's talk to Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge with our private boater report from FishDope.com. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Doug. You still got your deck boots on, Ricky?
I literally
I'm literally
still wearing them.
Nice. Yeah, I heard you talk about that trip. That sounds like fun. Well, hey guys, that little breeze we had midweek there, that was a little taste of the shape of things to come. Much better weather now. Fortunately, we're going to have a nice weekend, but hang on to your hats because we got another go-around coming here at the first of the week. But we got so much depth to this warm water that's here, our local conditions are bouncing right back. I think the water dropped maybe 2 degrees and it's still over 70 in most of the areas. Pretty crazy for almost November. On the outside there, that tuna fishing is winding down, it appears. And again, that might bounce back, but we'll see. The last good reports on better grade fish we had were kind of from that Cortez Tanner Bank zone, as well as from the 43, and some of those kelps around the 43 had some nice draddles on them also. So we'll see how that goes there, but you know, it's getting toward that time of year. As far as the marlin guys goes, that spot of fish that's been hanging out there below Santa Cruz and Anacapa, it's definitely slowing down, and that spot is moving down. More fish showing up in the channel here. It's a lot easier to get at them now. From outside the rigs to the Avalon Bank to the end of the steamer lanes there, there's been some signal in that area. And just looking at the computer this morning, man, there is a beautiful hard edge of both color and temperature. It's like a 2.5-degree edge that stretches from the Avalon Bank in towards Long Point. And what that's going to do is concentrate some of that fish that's moving down from up above, and it's probably going to help also concentrate some of those elusive wahoos that have been around here. There's been quite a bit of fish up above on the inside of the island there, so they'll be on that break as well. Definitely worth taking a look at. Now, speaking of those wahoos, them things have still been around here and biting pretty darn good up until this little bit of breeze. You know, guys just couldn't fish for a couple days. But that area in my zone here, right outside on the drop-off, around the double rig and out to outside of the outside rig. I mean, the guy's just kind of been trolling around there, figure eight in that zone, and picking off a pretty steady amount of those fish there. We weighed several this week. They're nicer ones. 43 was the little one. 50-plus were most of them. And with the exception of the divers that are underneath the rig spearing them, it's all been troll fish. The top plugs have been the X-Wraps, I think, followed by the Marauders, Bonitas, the Halco Giant Tremblers, Braid Runners, all that stuff is working, as are Marlin jigs that, you know, smart guys have rigged on wire. There's good signal on that fish around still. And from what I saw last Sunday, the amount of bait that's in the area and the beautiful purple-blue water, I doubt that it's going to go anywhere. And then also, as our season kind of moves towards winter here, we're starting to see sign of that bigger yellow moving back up, moving in from the deep water or wherever they've been. They're getting back on that rocky structure and biting yo-yo jigs and dropper loop setups like that. There's been some fish in the county line, decent fishing steadily at Rocky, a little bit more on the 150 down off Sano, starting to see some signal there and on down from there. So it's not hardly over yet, guys, and if we don't get storm-tracked with El Nino stuff, November is typically one of my favorite months to fish. Everybody goes home. Conditions are good. Lots of fish around, and I think this year's going to be stellar.
Cannot wait, dude. This is going to be... It's
took
just
your breath away, right?
Well, no, not just that. We were fighting over headphones, but we're super pumped about what's coming on. I mean, like you said, fish are sliding down the beach. There's lots of good fishing to be had, and I'm with you. Like, things get concentrated on the slide down, and they're still, you know, I mean, yes, it's October. Yes, it's late in the year. It's November tomorrow, but there's good fishing still to be had.
Oh, yeah. Lots
yeah,
of good fishing.
In a lot of these warm water years, everyone has gone home. They are thinking in traditional terms, but the fish aren't necessarily on that calendar. And over the years, we have seen some absolutely stellar opportunity at this time of year. And a classic example is 1984 after the big 82-83 El Nino. I mean, we had the most insane albacore fishing 10 miles from where I'm standing right here, right out here in the San Pedro Channel. We had tons of world record albacores caught, as well as big yellowfin in there in November, and very few boats took advantage of it. So it's not hard.
Are you going on record to say that we're going to have albacore this year or next year?
I am going on record to say at some point in time those albies are going to swim back into Southern California. I talked to one of our customers who has a beautiful new charter boat that he's fishing out of Portland, Oregon, and you're not going to believe this. He got his new boat up there in July. He fished every single day up until about 2 weeks ago, and he told me, he said, you know, they got too far away. We finally had to run 40 miles to get
them. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? Crazy.
You believe that?
Well, crazy.
Mark, I know as soon as I got into cell reception this morning, the first picture message I got was of a pretty badass-looking tank from Pacific Edge, and I am so excited, man.
Yeah, it's sitting in my showroom, Ricky. You just ought to tootle on up and take a look at your new baby.
I'm ready.
Get on that
ready.
Parker that you're going to get from West Coast. That'll be... Who knows? Maybe it'll be making its world debut next Saturday at Tackle Day.
I know the boat is at West Coast Marine right now, because that was number two text message I got. Was, here's the first one that came through was, here's your new bait tank. And then the next one right after that was from Kevin Kelly. Said, here's your new baby. It's here. So
there you go.
We are so excited, Mark. Can't wait.
Well, hey, Mark, fishdope.com. Mark keeps you up to date. You want to know where the wahoo are, where you're going to get them. Fishdope.com, Danny and Mark work together every single day. And if you just want to save $20 on a new membership to Fishdope.com, hook up now. Lowercase, no space, hook up now is the code. And how do we find you, Mark?
B, we're Pacific Edge in Huntington Beach, corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number 714-840-4262. Website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And hey, I want to remind everybody, if you get a chance, get this week's Western Outdoor News. On the inside front cover, first page, there's Danny from Fish Dope with his wahoo.
Yes, with his
hammer are nicely featured in there.
First wahoo he ever caught. So
I know, that's just awesome. I couldn't be happy for him.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Mark, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, you got it, Pete.
All right, appreciate that.
All right, let's head on down to San Diego over to C4 Sport Fishing and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, been one heck of a season.
It sure has, and we definitely saw a slowdown this week, but I should say not a slowdown in the fishing, but a slowdown in the people coming out to go fishing. And he said it's been a long, for some of these boats, year and a half of fishing. And I'm hoping people are just taking a break, because when the boats are getting out, there's still some good fishing out there. Half-day trips fishing locally, still seeing some bass, rockfish, reds, occasional yellowtail. They had 9 Thursday afternoon, Bonita in there. good all-around fishing, what we've been seeing for a bit there. Three-quarter day. San Diego struggled to get out this week. Like I said, they've been fishing on Gatcon, coming up in almost 2 years continuously there, and I think, you know, people finally need a break from that. But when they did get out, they're still catching some fish out there, yellowtail, bonita, barracuda, bass. And Ryan's staying online there. He still wants to go fishing, so as long as there's interest, he's going to run out. And we talk about this every year. Right around now, the interest doesn't matter how good his fishing starts to tail off a bit, but hopefully people don't pack their gear away yet and take advantage of some of that fishing that's out there. Same with those one days. We've got them online, and when they're running, they're doing pretty well, catching, still seeing a few yellowfin in there, some yellowtail, dorados. I mean, we're talking about the end of October going into November here, and they're still seeing some of those. So I think we saw a couple wahoo in the count this week, saw a white sea bass. So overall, nice mix of fish. So definitely check the website. We got those half days. We've got the three-quarter days. Like I said, we'll be running those. We're scheduled every day. As long as there's interest, we're going to run. We've got some overnight scheduled. The Tribute is going to be running day and a half trips on the weekends coming up in November there. So lots of options. Keep fishing if you're not quite ready to put away your gear. And like you guys were just talking about, I wouldn't be surprised to see some more good fishing coming out of this. So seaforthlanding.com. You can make reservations online. You can do the payment, do everything right online there. You can always call us at the office, 619-224-3383. And I wish I had more for you guys. Like I said, it kind of slowed down a bit. People, I think, are kind of taking a little break from all the fishing they've caught this year.
Yeah, and the best thing to do when you call Seaforth is ask for Marcos, right?
Absolutely.
Directly.
Directly. Call any day after 1:30 and ask for me, yeah.
All right, Marcos. Good job. Appreciate that. We will talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, Marcos.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, very good. Phones are packed up. Let's go ahead and jump back into it.
You got it. Well, that's going to finish up our catch report again, sponsored part by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing, a complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli. They have trips and six-pack charters, and they have that great new blackjack, a beautiful four-pack. It's a custom lures boat. It's
such
so
awesome.
Awesome. Yeah.
That is the best four-pack bargain and boat there is.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah.
In Southern California.
Steve Massey runs the boat, does an awesome job. It's so clean. It's fast. It's comfortable. It's a really, really cool boat. If you haven't, you should definitely check it out at Dana Landing. Also, when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle. They're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check out DanaLanding.com. Before we get back into it, too, I got to say a major how cool and thank you to Captain Benny Florentino, who Shimano Pro staff are definitely going to be at Tackle Days. Can't wait. Benny is doing a seminar for us, too. You know, as you know, one of the most elite saltwater bass guys there, so we're so stoked to have him doing a seminar for us. And he just heard him mention, hey, if the raffle, you know, going to Friends of Rollo, I want to throw in a trip. So Benny is offering a fully guided half-day trip with him that includes everything. The boat, the gear, the whole, you know.
All the latest Shimano gear, gear that we haven't even seen.
The whole experience from Benny Florentino, which I know you have done, and I as well, it's just awesome. Benny does such an awesome job, beautiful boat. So really want to say thanks to Benny for that. And something very cool to look forward to at our Friends of Rollo raffle, a free half-day trip going with Captain Benny Florentino. You could win that for your Friends of Rollo raffle
win
ticket.
That right there.
That is a good one.
Yeah, that's cool. Thanks,
good
Benny.
One.
That's
and that's
awesome.
Going to be available at Tackle Day when you buy a Friends of Rollo raffle ticket.
You got it.
All the money goes to taking kids fishing.
That's what it's about.
All right, let's go ahead and jump back on those jam-packed phone lines.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Robert? He's calling us from Capistrano Beach. What's up, Robert? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Robert.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hi, Robert.
How's it going there?
Long-time listener. Love the show. Live to hear it for the weekends. I can't miss it for the life of me. But I think Mr. Wish actually answered my first question. It was about if there's still wahoo out there. Okay, so Wish answered that question for me.
Yeah, they're laid in just like any other fish until we get our 2-3 giant northern storm. They're going to be here. Maybe not in numbers or as aggressive as a couple of weeks ago, but they're here.
I heard that report from Chuck Taft the other weekend, and I was just so inspired. He's 10 guys, and they got 29 of them, and dropped just as many. This is driving me crazy. my second question was for Doug. If I bring some single hook jigs down there, can you wire them up for me at the shop?
We've been doing that for the last month steadily. We can wire anything that can be wired now.
I would imagine.
Is the shop going to be open to do that on Tackle Days?
Oh, I guess I misunderstood. Yeah, on Tackle Day, it might be a little tough to break away to do some rigging. It actually takes a little bit of time to rig the jigs.
Okay.
So I don't know if
Yeah.
if you wanted to
and
leave them there.
Yeah, we'll make it work.
Like 60-pound single strand, is that the ticket, or a little heavier?
Yeah, 69 is what we've kind of been using as our house test for jigs, but you can do the 86. Some guys do the 58, but anywhere in that, you know, 60-80 pound range is appropriate. We make them, you know, roughly 15-18 inches long, something like that, with a little black ring to terminate the end to allow you to tie your monofilament or fluorocarbon to that. And yeah, we just use the haywire twist. Everybody in the shop now is 100% professional at that, because we've done you know, probably in excess of 1,000 of them over the last month.
The Wahoo phenomenon was fun for us because, you know, it's definitely something very, very different, but for us it's kind of old hat because we do long range all the time, you know, and so there was all these people that just kept coming in like, I don't know anything about wire, you know, what do I do? And like, come on down, brother, we got you, you know, because we're used to rigging, you know, Marauder harnesses and wiring up jigs for all the long range boats that go every day. So it was very fun to get to see, you know, some really good fishermen, but that's just such a different fish. It requires such different gear. It was, it was really, it was really fun.
So when you're doing the haywire twist, are you doing it without the tool, or are you using a tool?
The haywire twist tool is a good pair of needle nose pliers.
Okay.
That's all you really need. That's the best tool. And I'm going to throw it out there. You might want to bring your jigs down to tackle day, because with all of the vendors that we have in the parking lot, some of those guys are avid long range guys, and I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, you might be able to talk one of those guys into doing it on tackle day.
Take,
I mean,
take him, take the wire, take the
yeah,
hook,
just
take the,
you know,
the jig.
And you know, you might get lucky, you might not, but I'd go ahead and bring the jigs down. What the heck?
Yeah. There you go.
You
thanks a lot.
Drop them off. We can do them later. You know, if time allows, we'll knock them out then. If not, we'll just, you know, we'll put them in a bag. We'll do every one of them for you, and then your next trip down, pick them up, whatever. We'll always make it work.
All right, Robert, we'll see you next Saturday. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, Sherm, Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance. What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
What's up, Scott?
Good.
I'm telling you, I'm listening to Ricky talk about all this stuff he's doing down there at the and all his fishing adventures. I tell you, when I grow up, I want to be Rick Max.
It's been a lot of fun.
Hey, going down to tackle days, and I've got a, you know, the one reel in my arsenal I'm really missing is a surface iron reel. So, what would you guys suggest for a good surface iron reel that I can use for, you know, yellows down at Cedros, but occasionally throw a flat fall and do some bigger fish on it?
Yeah, I mean, 100%, I'd say it's a pretty pat answer for that one. Trinidad 20 is the pinnacle for most of us for our surface iron reels. Once you go to the 30, it's a little wide, and, you know, you have to pay more attention winding the line on. And with the advent of Spectra, of course, you know, you can get plenty of line on. So I would go with a Trinidad 20, best free spool, amazing gearing, wind through the bite. The drags are super smooth. You can button them down, you know, and fish your 40 or 50 pound top shot on there. So that would be the number one. If, you know, not everybody can or wants to spend $500 on a reel, in that case, you go down and fish the Torium 20, which is the exact same reel with, you know, maybe not quite as many features, but darn close. So that's the configuration and the suggestion from our shop.
Hey, so, Doug, one of the things that's so cool about the Trinidad A, and I want to point this out, Doug can talk about any reel in his shop.
Sure.
But what's he talking about? He's talking about the Shimano reel. He's talking about the Trinidad.
Yeah, so that, I mean, it's just
there's something to that. It is the pinnacle.
No, it is.
I mean,
we carry everything.
We
carry absolutely everything that's right for surface.
And
iron.
We're very fortunate to have Shimano as our sponsor on this.
And I want to just
we represent the
I want to throw this out there. A lot of guys are so focused on lever drag reels being so cool and everything, and a lot of guys are not that you know, savvy about knowing that you should not be using your lever drag reels for surface iron jig fishing. And a lot of guys do, and they just, you know, how come the deckhands are out casting me? Well, first thing, you've got to have the proper equipment, and that means a good free spooling lever or star drag reel. And then you've got to go out and practice, like going to the driving range. You know, you've got to practice and get your skill level up, and we'll always help you down at the shop with that as well. But, you know, a lot of practice, the right gear, you can become a good surface iron chucker, and then you got to learn to fish the birds.
Even you, Sherm.
Well,
yeah, we can do all right. You know, we hold our own. But, you know, after a period of time of fishing the kayak, you know, and trolling big baits, you know, it seems like I've ended up with a whole bunch of lever drag reels, and I know I've needed to go to a star drag for good tossing. And with the amount of time I've been, you know, doing Cedros and all those kind of things, I love throwing the surface iron, so it's time to get a good quality Star Dragon and start hucking them just a little bit further.
I'll throw one other thing towards the surface iron, although I know that's not necessarily what his seminar is dedicated to. There's a seminar that if you're a surface iron guy that I would highly recommend visiting. Well, there's two of them that come to mind, but the first one is Captain Taro. Captain Taro from San Diego, who is without question one of the absolute very best surface iron guys on the coast, lives it, breathes it, drives to San Diego multiple days a week. He's obviously Captain Ryan Boschen's relief, you know, long time on the American Angler, now running, you know, one of the best three-quarter day boats in the fleet, and is one of the very best surface iron guys around. I would highly, highly recommend attending that seminar with Captain Taro. That'll be a really good one. And the other one is Steve Carson. He does a really good job talking about exactly what Doug was talking about, Star Drag reels, lever drag reels. He does a seminar that's about jig fishing in general on longer trips, but a lot of stuff is going to apply to what you're going to be doing there too, Sharon.
Yeah. Speaking of the seminars, there's some pretty amazing seminars. You know, Taro that they were talking about is going to be on the Pegasus at 9:30, one only. Steve Carson will be doing two seminars, 12:15 and 1:45. And then, there's Drucard, Aaron Remy, Corey Sandin, Bob Aronson, Benny Florentino, Bill Varney, Brian Sims from the Royal Star. A lot of good seminars.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of the top guys and very diverse. Rick made sure of that. He took care of putting together the seminar speakers. And we have everything from inshore to offshore to long range to private boat, just some very diverse topics.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
We'll see you at Tackle Day, Sherm.
I'll be there as usual, buddy, bright and early for the show.
Very good. All right. Good to have you. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Phone lines are absolutely packed up with the exception of one line if you want it. 877-792-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3850 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I've had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Time to talk about Power Pro. And Rick, you just came off the Shogun Skiff trip. Catching calico bass, what's the ticket?
Oh, man, Power Pro Super 8 Slick. It is just my favorite. We talk about it all the time, but I was reminded this trip what literally was thousands of casts. That line comes off your reel so, so nice. And I let several buddies borrow my gear. You know, hey, try this out. This is that new Calcutta D with that line I'm talking about. And everybody said the same, and the one that really sticks in my mind is Captain Russ. Captain Russ, second captain of the Shogun. Really good guy, you know, the guy you wanted to have driving your skiff. And he was in the shop getting new line on his reel, and he was going to put, you know, a different braid on. And I said, trust me, try this Super 8 Slick. You'll love it. Put it on his reel. He used it for the first time, and he said, hands down, nicest casting braid he's used. It's the best.
It works. Power Pro Super 8 Slick at your favorite tackle store. Check out powerpro.com.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts and incredible deals on tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers like Daiwa and the Saltiga and Saltus reels and much more from Daiwa. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
Have you checked out the giant Fast Lane kayaks in Mission Bay yet? It's hard to miss, right in the middle of Dana Landing, across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. This massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks and all the accessories. They also have a great selection of Hobie clothing, stand-up paddle boards, paddles, and more. Check out the new model Hobie kayaks arriving daily and see the great deals on previous year's models. Even test a kayak or stand-up paddleboard right out their back door on Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie kayaks, no one does it better than the crew at Fast Lane Kayaks at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. Check FastLaneSailing.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar of the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, Captain Jeff DuBois calling us live from the Independence. Good morning, Jeff.
Yeah, hey, good morning, Pete, Rick. How y'all doing?
Hey, we're doing terrific. How's the fishing?
You know, fishing's good right now. You know, we're in 10-day mode, and we're just finishing up a trip here. Today we'll be in the morning. On a side note, we've been scouting around down below. And we got on some that decent premium grade yellowfin down below there. One thing of note, we were kind of beelining down below, and outside the ridge there, we got on a spot of ponies, and we hooked two fish. One was a 180 that we landed, and that was just on the way down. Once we got down to the lower zone there, we spent 3 days. And I would say our first day was the best. We connected big time. We had multiple chances at cows. We landed four, and I think we let go that many at least. But it's a nice grade of fish. Cast out a bait or a chunk. You don't know if you're going to get a 50-pounder, a 150, or a 250. So we had one really spectacular day down there. And the other 2 days were decent fishing, minus the cows, of course. But things are shaping up down there, and I just want to let everyone know we got a 10-day trip coming up in December, and believe it or not, there's 5 spots still open.
Wow, so, which is very rare aboard the Independence to have spots open on a prime-time December trip. So are you looking at this season's shaping up to be kind of a big fish possibility big time in December, huh?
Oh, I would imagine we're counting on it. There's a sufficient sign down there. All we need is a little bit more coverage. So I think by December, things might be all settled in, and might be a good time to come out and try it there. The trip leaves on December 12th. It gets in on the 22nd there, so he's still got time to wrap up a few gifts.
That's awesome. Get your Christmas. All right, so if somebody wants to go aboard a 10-day on the Independence, like we say, very difficult to get aboard the Independence. It's a beautiful boat. Captain Jeff DuBois, phenomenal captain and crew. How do we get a hold of you to get on the Independence?
You know, you can get on our website, independencesportfishing.com, or Judy would gladly help you at 619-226-6006.
Captain Jeff DuBois calling us live from the Independence. Way to get him, Jeff. Way to start that big fish 10-day fall season. 10-day. And we'll talk to you real soon. Look forward to the next report from you. Thanks a lot for the call.
How cool is that, knowing that if you're on a longer trip, an 8-day, a 10-day, certainly all within range there, that the cows are absolutely biting.
So something like Rock Cod Rick's next trip, which would be... Actually, I think there were 2 spots left, weren't there?
I believe so. Yeah, I know that there was. I can't imagine that they haven't filled, but I would call Tracy, man. Yeah. I mean, like we always say,
that's
she's the miracle worker.
That's a 12-day, too, right?
Yeah, 12-15. So it's 12-day with the option of flying home from Cabo San Lucas.
Cabo.
Imagine
on day 12.
Imagine if that big fish bites on the beach. You know, if that rolls up, imagine the amount of fishing time you would have leaving San Diego fishing the beach the whole time. And that's what's so cool about the design of that trip was It was meant to take advantage of that big fish on the beach if it's there. And if it's not, it gives you ample time to go out and fish the buffer zone. It gives you ample time to go out and fish the bank. Whatever it may be, you know, you've got maximum amount of fishing time, minimal amount of time off of work, but still giving, you know, it encompasses multiple weekends, so you've got the shortest amount of time possible for the longest amount of fishing time.
You bet. All right, so check that out, independentsportfishing.com or royalstarsportfishing.com. You can link those right through the Let's Talk Hookup website at hookup1090.com. Go to our links page. It's right there in the long range section. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones.
Kenny in UTC, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Kenny.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, Kenny.
Morning.
Yeah, listen, I recently just came into some money. I usually have a fixed income of about $800 a month, is my initial try. But I won $1,000 on Friday from the lotto.
Nice.
Congratulations, wow. Man. That's killer.
I want to get a two-speed wheel, since I might have an opportunity to get one now. I've never had one before. I mean, you went old school with Jig Masters and, you know, that kind of stuff. But 10-centers.
So what kind of fishing are you planning to do, and what pound test line do you think might be your most common use?
I caught everything from 275-pound tuna, you name it.
So you're looking for a big reel, then? This is for, like, a long-range type reel?
I'm looking for a 1 or 2 day trip. I don't have the money to go on the long-range trips. I use a cruiser fish, so I got to go down there a month for free.
Okay, well, you know, for 1 to 2 day trips out of San Diego looking for tuna, this year we had tuna anywhere from 5 pounds to, you know, commonly up to, you know, 70, 80 pounds, and even over 100 in many cases. I would say that the go-to reel for that is a Talica 12 by Shimano. You're going to want to put 65-pound Spectra type line, and then Top Shot, you can do 40 or a 50. You know, that'll get you up to that 100-pound range, but still, you know, fish yellowtail, Dorado, tuna in that, you know, 10 to 50-pound range is our common stuff, and you're never going to be regret owning that reel. That's the go-to reel.
All right. Enjoy that. That is such an awesome reel. And
yes.
You want a little more capacity, a little wider. The 16 is another option,
yeah, and
right?
Really for local fishing, there's not a reason to do that unless
because
you already have a 12 and you want like a, you know, bigger reel, you
yeah.
know, to target those larger fish. But
both of them, they're basically the same
reel. Exact reel.
One's wider
yeah,
than the
75
other.
Yards more aligned. That's what you're buying.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yep.
Okay. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Randy in Costa Mesa. You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, Randy.
Good morning, Randy.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Great.
We're good.
Good, good. Hey, I got a question. I got a couple of Corrado 300s, I have the EJ, and I believe I have the just a straight J. But I have similar problems on both of them with my free spool engagement. When you push the button down, very, very difficult to get it to get into free spool. Obviously, I need to have them redone. I take them to Shimano to have them tuned up. But this is the second go-around with that. Am I maybe in my maintenance program taking doing something wrong with them?
Well, first of all, we've sold a million of those things, and we have a lot of guys that fish them, including myself, and that is not a common problem that I've observed. So I don't know if, you know, you just got a little bad luck going, or maybe you use your reels so much that they need to be maintained a little bit more frequently. But certainly, either through our shop, we are a satellite warranty center for Shimano, or if you send it directly to Shimano, you get the same service both places. You know, we should, if we know that problem exists, we can pay particular attention to that mechanism. And sometimes it's a matter of lube that has leaked from one area of the reel down into another area and is, you know, causing a spring not to activate, you know, quite as aggressively as it should. But
okay.
Certainly that should be a problem that's not that difficult to solve, and it's not a common problem, so we should be able to get you back in the game, us or Shimano.
I would say it's almost a good thing that both of your reels are having the same problem, because I'm with Doug. It's definitely not a common thing. You know, we see those reels in for general service all the time, just due to the number that have come out. So that's not a problem that commonly occurs. So it's almost good knowing that it's something, maybe it's where they sit on your boat, they're getting a particular amount of spray or something, but you know, you can be extra heavy on the grease maybe on the springs or anything in that section. You know, and that's the beauty of when you bring your reel in, if you can let the mechanic know or the guy behind the counter, hey, this is the particular problem I'm having, so that it can be written in the notes from the work order, so the guys can maybe, just like Doug said, take extra care of where your problem area is.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, Doug, it's been quite a few minutes since you revealed yet another, another major deal at Tackle Day next Saturday.
I mean,
come on.
There's so many of them.
Come on.
One that stands out to me, this is a favorite, and every year this booth gets just trampled. AFTCO brings down a lot of their closeout cool fishing shirts, and we sell those for $6. And guys will literally load up on like a month's worth of fishing shirts, you know, just bags full of these shirts. And then, you know, sometimes they'll bring other items if there's you know, some shorts that were discontinued or upgraded to a different color combination or whatever it might be. And then in our booth, we also have some additional AFTCO clothing. In the store, we've got shorts on sale, the shirts on sale. The kids' shirts are a big hit for $9.95. So I'm going to say, you know, all that AFTCO clothing is, bring a little bit of extra cash for that because you can definitely load up on that
Think about how many T-shirts you bloodied up catching tuna this year.
No doubt.
And you could replace them all for $6 a piece for cool AFTCO fishing shirts.
Make them boat rags and get the new ones.
And they've got some designs that are just so out there that some guys are like, oh, my God, I can't believe I went to college there, you know.
Totally.
Cool. Absolutely. Hey, you know, our good friends Jim and Mary over at Poway Valley Collision, if, you know, we're anticipating a lot of rain this year. And with a lot of rain, you know what comes is a lot of wrecks.
Benders
and stuff like that. So Jim and Mary, who are the greatest people in the world,
the
Poway Valley Collision, just an awesome place to get your car fixed. They're looking for collision repair technicians. So if you want a job at probably one of the great places to work in that industry, Poway Valley Collision is a place. So if you're a collision repair technician and you're looking to make a change, call Jim or Mary at Poway Valley Collision right there in Poway and get yourself a new career.
Good call, man.
Good wow.
For sure. That's a good opportunity because they don't have any turnover over there.
That's a family-owned, you know, very nice place to work. I mean, that would be a good call for somebody.
Betcha. All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
David Encinitas, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. David, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Had a couple quick questions with Tackle Day. First is I want to buy one of my buddies a fillet knife. And I want to know if the Forstners are going to be on sale. And I'm also going on a 5-day trip, and I need to put new line on a bunch of broads. Are you guys going to be spooling up people?
I would say if you want to put line on reels, be there early in the morning and anticipate that it could take us quite a while, but we are going to be spooling line. It's just one of those things that it is our craziest day of the year, and we will make it happen, but don't expect it to happen in, you know, a 30-minute span of time. As far as the Forstners go, we don't have a specific special on a Forstner knife, but if you come see me personally, I will make you a little special of some sort.
Oh, nice.
Let's
very
make
cool.
a Forstner deal.
Yeah, that's a Let's Talk Hookup caller special for you only.
There you go. Very nice. Now, here's an idea. You bring your reels and you give them to the guys early in the morning, then you go check out the seminar.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, most people spend a considerable amount of time there. But just, you know, don't bring them and then bring them to us after lunch. You know, get it to us early. We'll put you in the queue. And then at some point later in the day after you've, you know, done your thing, then you can come back and pick them up.
Come down to the show. Get there at 7. Yeah. Drop them off with the guys inside.
Listen
and,
to a little Let's Talk Hookup.
Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready. Get in. Grab that great deal and see a seminar and just make a day out of it.
Going to the fillet knife thing, too. One thing that probably a lot of people don't know of is we have a very serious selection of fillet knives by different manufacturers, styles, sizes.
Yep.
And we're like the spot that the crews all go to buy their knife. You know, when a crew member's knife finally dies and the Forstner being kind of the industry standard goes away, like we get a lot of opinion from a lot of the crew members. So, you know, depending on just like a fishing rod, you know, not one rod does everything. I mean, if a guy cuts mostly calico bass, one knife might be better for him. Or if he cuts mostly yellowtail and tuna, another knife and different handles. So we have a pretty darn serious, you know, fillet knife selection. At the shop there.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. We'll see you at Tackle Day.
Matt from Vista, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Matt.
Yeah, how you going? How you doing, guys?
Great. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Tackle Day. I need to restock.
Nice.
We'll see you down there,
yeah,
Matt.
Definitely need to get some new steel and get one free Marauders. Sounds like a great thing. All my Marauders are in pieces.
Oh, no.
Hey, that's a great, how about, that's a great
how about,
problem.
How about X-Wrap Rapallos?
Rapallos,
yeah, that too.
Buy two, get one free.
Buy two, get one free.
Halcos, buy two, get one free. All those Max 130s, everybody was catching everything on this summer.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, can't wait. Just got back from Central Baja. I was hearing your South Baja report, and Central Baja was just ripping our gear apart.
Oh, rad.
Got 16 Wahoo one day, up to 100 pounds.
No way.
Wow, that's
and
a good day.
We were just killing it.
That's fantastic. Awesome. That's kind of Loretto area?
No, we were on the Pacific side.
On the Pacific side. Oh, La Bacana. Okay.
Nice. Yeah, beautiful spot, and fishing down there was just insane. Tuna, yellowtail, but, I mean, we had Wahoo just swimming under the boat. You could see them. We were getting them on iron. We were getting them on the troll. We were getting them every which way. We probably could have thrown plastics out there and hit them.
That's so awesome.
Wow.
That's a good trip.
Crazy.
Yeah, we went from there, and then we headed over to the Cortez, and we were in Bay of L.A., and just getting wide-open beach fishing from there. We were catching 30-pound Jack Crevalles off the beach all day long, skipjack off the beach all day long. It was crazy. I just wanted to throw out a little bit of Central Baja love because, I mean, it's insane right now.
What a great trip, man. That's awesome.
Thanks for the report. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Let's jump right back in and talk to Tim. He's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Tim. Welcome to the show.
Hey. What's up, fellas? Ricardo, Peter. Thanks for taking my call. I wake up on Saturday morning, and the first thing I do is I run to my little AM radio, and I turn it on, and I go, you guys are really just, for years I've done this, and I can't thank you enough for just being there, you know.
That's rad. Nice.
Yeah, thank you so much. And for, a couple quick questions, and I'm going to hang up. One, I was just calling, first of all, I called about white sea bass. Second, I have a Trinidad, and I listened to the show while I was waiting. I have a Trinidad 50. It was a gift. I don't know what to use it for. It's sitting in a box. Beautiful reel. I look at it. It should be like just a, like, you know, you put it up as a, it looks like it should be just sitting there as a, you know, something to stare at, you know. It's just so beautiful. I don't know what to use it for. And then third, I met your mom and your sister at a show one day. I want to propose to your sister. She's the most beautiful woman I think I've ever seen in my life.
Calico
I want to
Carly.
Propose to your sister on the air right now. She's the most beautiful woman I ever met in my life.
That's cool.
All right. Okay. Anyhow, that's my question.
So
wait a minute.
Before you go, you said what kind of reel is it again?
It's a Trinidad 50. And I have it sitting here.
A Trinidad 50?
It looks like a, it should, I, is this like a, just a,
it's a collector item.
No, that is a very, very valuable reel. You need.
Well, my buddy, I've let him use it, and I shouldn't because.
No. Here, listen to what I'm going to say here. That is not a Southern California premier type reel, but you can get big money for that on eBay, and then turn that into a Talica. You'll be so happy. Sell that thing on eBay.
But they just didn't make very many of them.
No, and that wide configuration reel, the guys in Hawaii will eat that stuff up.
Really?
And, you know, you probably get $300 or $400 for that reel and then go buy yourself a nice Talica, which is much more conducive to the type of fishing we do here, and turn that thing into something you can use.
There you go, Tim. Thanks a lot for the call. We'll see you at Tackle Day next week.
Look forward to that. Hey, next up, Richard Monrovia. You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Richard.
Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, guys. Actually, your previous caller gave me some help there. I'm heading down to Asuncion and Punta Baja for Thanksgiving week.
Wow.
Nice.
And my kayak and 4x4. Looking for maps, for one, for road maps and charts. And also, Ricky, tell me what you heard about Sacramento Reef when you were there. Tell me some stuff about that.
Well, Discover Baja would be a good source for you, or Vagabundos Del Mar for traveling maps. You're in Monrovia, so maybe... Vagabundos Del Mar, and then Discover Baja's in San Diego. They have a good source of maps and probably be a good source to tell you what maps you need and where to go.
Also a really nice book called Trailer Boating Baja.
Yes.
Good book, good road information, stops along the way, things like that. I'm sure if you did an Amazon search or something, you'd find it. But Trailer Boating Baja.
Is that
Baja,
the Paula Poore book?
I don't think that. Yeah. I don't recall, to be honest with you. I know that that's one that we carried in
that's
previous called
too.
Trailer Boating Baja. Yeah, Paula Poore's for sure. So I think there's definitely some good literature around there. As far as Sacramento Reef goes, Sacramento Reef for us was good fishing, but not as good as Geronimo. You know, obviously just a few miles away, the reef, The reef was good, but it was just a matter of condition for us. There wasn't a lot of current on Sacramento Reef. The condition was there. The water was very blue. It was really good, clean water on Sac Reef. And we caught some fish there, but we had much better fishing at the island at Geronimo.
So explain where Sacramento Reef and Geronimo are. They're right next to each other.
Yeah.
But they're off the Baja coast, right?
Yeah, off the Baja coast below, you know, below San Martin would be the island above, you know, a little ways.
Right.
And it's just, yeah, a coastal island. Probably 20 miles off the beach, something
nowhere.
Like that. Yeah, and good fishing. I mean, there's really good fishing for calico bass. Our best fishing was on the weather side of the island. There's some kind of stringer kelp that's left over. Most of the kelp on the Baja coast is gone, as you can imagine.
Because of the warm water.
Just crazy hot water this year. Most of it is, what is there is kind of stringy and loose, but Geronimo definitely had good kelp and was probably one of the best spots to catch a giant fish.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Just a few seconds left for Kalani in San Diego. What's up, Kalani?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Good morning.
Yeah, I just want to tell you guys, thanks. You know, we went out on a trip we won to on the Daily Double, and I just had a blast. I mean, as soon as I could drop an anchovy in, you know, I'd catch a fish. I caught a yellowtail and just tons of fish. And
congratulations.
That's right, Kalani. Glad to hear it, man.
Yeah, and another question I had, you guys are having that sale. Most likely I got to work that day. When is that sale going to end, like the end of the day?
We close the tackle store at 6 o'clock, and you can definitely come down as long as you complete your purchase there by 6 o'clock. You'll capture whatever special you're looking for.
Basically, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yeah, 6 to 6.
6 to 6. Okay,
yep.
That's right. The tackle store opens an hour before we go on the air.
Yep.
Yeah, 6 to 6. 12 hours of amazing stuff. Hey, Kalani, we'll see you there. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Okay, one more deal here.
Okay.
Give it up, Doug.
Well, this is
come
a good
on,
one.
Give it up.
This is a good one.
Bring
we found this a couple
come
of years ago. These Liquid Sticks rods that we purchased, they're normally any other manufacturer, they'd be an $80 or $90 rod. The blanks, you just about can't break them. We drug one of our guys around the store with one trying to break the thing. They come in a 20, a 30, or a 40-pound test, 7-foot rod. Normally, they're $59.95 all season long. We are going to drop it down half price, $29.95.
Come on.
I would go out tomorrow and catch a 40-pound bluefin on it.
No problem.
It's not a Calstar. It's not a Terramar, let's face it, but it's a darn nice rod. If you want to have some extra rods around to loan buddies, for the kids, even just for yourself to have on the boat, $29.95.
While supplies last.
We got supplies, buddy.
But it's a legit saltwater appropriate rod.
Yeah, the actions are taken from our West Coast style rods. Fighting a fish, you're going to feel like you're fishing any other rod. They're extremely durable. They have a lifetime warranty, so if you do manage to break it, which I don't think we've ever taken a broken one. We've had a couple guides pop out, but that's
yeah, but for $29.95, it's cheaper to just get a new rod.
Well, yeah, I mean, a set of guides costs you $40.
Indeed, that's a deal, for sure.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy got himself a $50 gift card to Fisherman's Lining Tackle. More Let's Talk Hookup when we return on the Mighty 1090.
I'm very excited to share my experience with the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit I just installed on my boat. I've been a Simrad electronics fan for many years and always enjoyed the ease of use and incredible technology. Last year, I installed the new 4G broadband radar and could not believe the difference. So this year, I upgraded to the new NSS Evo 2, and it's amazing. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. The core of any marine electronic for me is how it marks fish, and the new NSS Evo 2 with built-in sonar hub sounder technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. Now, the true test is whether I need to pick up the manual to figure it out. And guess what? The new Simrad gear is so easy, I didn't need it. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system I'd like to tell you, but best to just go to your local Simrad dealer and check it out. Or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts and incredible deals on tackle. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers like Costa, building high-quality polarized eyewear for serious saltwater anglers. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. The big winner of the $50 shopping spree to Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop going to Randy in Costa Mesa. Randy, congratulations. Can't wait to help you spend that $50.
Next Saturday at Tackle Day. Now, Doug, we want to mention a guy. Electronic guys, installation guys are tough to find.
We found such a gem of a guy.
We found a gem. So if you need some electronics installed into your boat, Robin Moore is the guy's name, and you can call Doug or you can call me, and we'll get you his phone number. But you need electronics installed and electronics refitted. Robin is an awesome technician.
He did work to both of our boats recently, and we both agreed. Actually, we went to lunch with him last week just to get to know him because he's such a cool guy, and he's very thorough. He just had a demeanor about him that you don't often find with that type of deal.
No question about it. So Robin Moore, that's the guy. So Tackle Day, Fisherman's Landing, how do we get to find you?
Well, basically, best thing to do is always come down to the landing, the tackle store, anytime, any place, just come on down. But you can also get us on the web at saltwatertackle.com. You can call us at 619-221-8506. And we really are looking forward to seeing everybody down at Tackle Day. It's going to be a great day.
Next Saturday, 6 to 6.
6 to 6.
All right. And, of course, we're doing a live broadcast, 7 to 9 a.m.
Yep.
For Let's Talk Hookup next Saturday, right in front of Fisherman's Landing at Tackle Day. And thank you for listening today. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Don't forget, fall back. You get an extra hour.
Yeah, baby.
We'll be here tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, with Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double. Fred's got a lot to talk about from this summer and fall, and we're going to talk all about it tomorrow morning right here on Let's Talk Hookup. We'll see you then on the Mighty 1090.